Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
English is a very old language, around 1400 years old to be precise. Being Germanic in origin, it's been changed, influenced, adapted and switched every year since, and continues to do so even today. To speak a foreign language means to speak it without difficulty, without thinking and pausing, and being able to easily and frequently understand what's being said to you. English is a very difficult language to understand, if you're on the outside looking in particularly, but even people born and raised within an English-speaking country still make mistakes, but the same goes for every country. Every language is hard to learn, but knowing how to learn them and having the persistence and know-how to get better can actually provide you with better opportunities and better experiences. Now you might think that language is just language, it's just our way of communicating, the human equivalent of a dog barking, and in a basic way it is, but there's more to it than that. Language adds to society, it creates culture and vibrancy, offers variation and possibility. Of course, the main thing to come from language is our ability to talk, learn, share and debate with one another, and this is arguably the greatest thing humanity's ever created. But like I said, there's more to it than just that. From an internal point of view, language is just as important. In your own country, being able to speak fluently can greatly improve your own life. Think about it. With a wider, more expansive vocabulary to hand, you can quite simply understand more. You can experience a wider range of feelings and emotions, and you can add to the very society that you live in, just like everyone else has before you, purely through speaking fluently. But of course, not everyone can do. So, the question now is how can you learn to speak fluently? There's a good chance that during school, you'll most likely have to learn another language. Whether this is French, Spanish, Malaysian, or even English itself, you should definitely try and take an interest. You might not be great at it, and that's fine. Learning a language isn't for everyone, just like not everyone's into sport. But if you are into it, you might want to consider becoming a little bit more natural. In school, the way you'll most likely learn is through the four main areas: reading, writing, speaking, and listening. Whilst these are the four cornerstones of being able to understand and articulate a language, reading set phrases and having deliberately scripted conversations isn't always the best way to go about it. In fact, the reason why so many people, particularly English people, don't or can't speak a second language, let alone their own, is because they're not taught in the right way. So what is the right way to teach people language? The answer, unsurprisingly, pretty much depends on you and your persistence. Whatever language you want to learn, whatever language you want to improve, here are just a few things that might help you along the way. One of the best ways to improve your language's fluency is to watch media in that language. Textbooks in school are good. You'll read phrases, statements and questions that are practical. But the problem is, they're almost too practical. Media doesn't do this because media doesn't allow it. When someone's writing a film, they want the dialogue of the characters to be organic and reflect what it's actually like to speak in that language. They want the dialogue to be scripted, but sound natural. Therefore, if you're to watch a film, whether it's foreign or one from your own country, you can pick up on the language and learn how to speak naturally as opposed to the heavily scripted pre-written phrases you might find in said textbooks. An example of someone who used this technique was a footballer by the name of Dimitar Berbatov. One of Bulgaria's best, he learned to speak English before moving to England through watching the Mafia Godfather trilogy. Essentially, what this method boils down to is to learn through listening. Dive in at the deep end and listen to natural conversations to hone your own fluency. Similarly, reading in your desired language can help to improve your fluency. It works in the same way as watching something, but it allows you to process how the sentences are formed, the spellings of the word, and the context in which they're used. For some people, this might be a better starting point as you're able to take it at your own pace, as opposed to watching pre-made media which is already paced. But the best thing to do is to combine both reading media and watching it. This way, you can fully enhance your ability to both understand, comprehend, and potentially speak some of the language. Another thing that many people do when they're learning a language is to keep track of words that they may find confusing or don't fully understand the meaning of. Reason being is that they want to use them in the future and are waiting for the right opportunity. This is good practice to do not only when learning a language, but learning anything for that matter. Not only because it shows an aptitude to learn, but also to improve. All languages have their difficulties. In many languages, there are words that sound the same but have different meanings. There can be words that are spelt the same but pronounced differently. By having a place where vocab can be stored, you can figure out what you need to learn. And you can do this by asking questions. Some people might not like the idea of asking questions to strangers, but there's nothing wrong with it. If you want to learn how to use a word in a specific context, or how to pronounce a particularly challenging word, then there's plenty of people around that you can ask. It's okay to make mistakes, it's what makes you human. But it's how you learn from these mistakes that tells people whether you're actually keen to improve or not. There's a great many benefits that come with asking questions. You can meet people, learn more, and prepare yourself for situations in the future which might be difficult. We all need help from time to time, so just remember, asking questions is absolutely fine. Once you've got a decent grasp of listening and speaking, reading and writing, you can start to work on things that make the language unique. For example, people who speak Spanish often speak very quickly, so it could be a case of learning how to speed up your ability. It could be learning the tone and dialect at which to speak at, and even intonations. Body language and hand gestures, whilst technically not language themselves, can actually help you to integrate yourself within a certain culture and society, as they can be used in the place of certain words. And slang is common in every language. Little things like this can go a long way in helping to show and improve your fluency. So as the famous saying goes, it's the little things that matter. And finally, it should go without saying, but practice is the key to fluency. A good learner will always be aware of their negatives. This doesn't just go for language, but for everything. But if you want to be fluent in a language, you have to be able to notice, address, and improve your weak spots, and you can do this through practice. Try and use the language whenever you can. Think in it as often as possible. Watch a film without subtitles and see if you're able to understand what's being said and done as it's happening. Practice is the key to mastering anything. So, either use it or lose it. It's an understatement to say that language is normal. In English, we lack consistency. The plural of mouse is mice, yet the plural of house is houses. In Spanish, Portuguese, French and Italian, the main Latin-derived languages, there are masculine and feminine ways of ending words with an A or an O. And in Eastern Asia, the languages of China, Japan and South Korea aren't like the Western worlds at all. Language comes with all sorts of benefits, some that could change your life. But it can be a funny thing to grasp. So if you want to grasp it, understand and speak it fluently, then the best way to do that is to dive in headfirst, because you never know what's waiting for you on the other side.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.